Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Oh, my God. This is a line where Christians of all faiths come together from all over the world, people from every denomination and from every church affiliation, from every walk of life, from every background. They come together to pray and to give God praise. We're people who love the Lord, and we just believe in praising him because he's been so good. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way, and we give him all the glory, all the adoration, and all the praise. We refuse to let the enemy keep us divided any longer because we found out that we can pray together and we can praise him together. In fact, I believe there's somebody on this line who owes the Lord some praise. In the name of Jesus. We normally pray first, but why don't we commence the line this morning with people who love the Lord, who know that God's been good to you. Why don't we commence the line this morning with praise. In the name of Jesus, let's give him a praise right now. Praise
thank
check.
You, Lord.
Prayer reports and prayer requests. request and every person. Don't let them leave the same way they come. In the name of Jesus, and bless us. We give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. God bless you. I tell you, that's a way to begin the prayer line with praise, amen, and prayer. You know, we can pray together. We can praise together. And you'll see this even more sweeping across the country, that prayer and praise. Amen. I saw it in a vision where God had filled the stadium and people were praising God like the world has never seen. I believe it's coming to pass. It's coming to pass in Jesus' mighty name. Let's take time to speak to the Lord. He's in your room, and whenever he comes in the room, it's not good to let him come in there and you don't even say nothing to him. Let's
good
speak
morning,
to
Lord.
The Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning to you, Lord. Praise your holy name. God bless all of you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, and we love you and thank you for being with us today. We're on Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central Time. Amen. We have the blog line at night, which is at 9 o'clock Central Time. And hopefully I'll get that number before we leave this line here tonight. Today, get your pen and get it ready. And we give God at least 1,000 thank yous individually on the blog line. And collectively, they're coming from everywhere, all over the world. Africa, Asia, India, wherever. And over 2 billion praises are going up to the Lord. Over 2 billion, I understand it's growing even more. But thank God for what he's doing. Amen. If you want to be a part of that, you want to join us on the blog line. 646-595-2035. That's 646-595-2035. Yes. All right. God bless all of you this morning. I want to get ready for our usual, our praise reports, and then we'll follow it by our prayer requests. Amen. Praise God. Everybody who has a praise report. Amen. Praise report. I want you to get ready to give your praise report. Amen. I got one right here.
Good morning. Good morning to all of you. Oh, this is another day, a day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to give honor to each of you and all the leaders and bishops and all the people of God. I'm so glad. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm still on the land of the living. Oh, I'm praising the Lord each day, magnifying his name. God is so good to me, and he's taking good care of me, and I thank God for that. I'm praising the Lord because I'm still saved, sanctified, filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind to preach my claim as never before. I'm not giving up, children, I want you to know that. No time to give up, no time to live a slack life. Wishing that you could do this, that, and the other, that's not becoming to the Lord. But oh, strive to enter in at the straight gate. They're never going to strive, but they won't find the way gate. It's going to be a terrible time thinking they're all right. But I tell you, I don't want to be like the foolish version, the 10 version, 5 foolish and 5 wise. Wise take the oil in their lamps. And when the bridegroom came, they got up and trimmed the lamps and was ready to go with the bridegroom. But all those that didn't have no oil in the lamps, my God, it was foolish. You can't live here on earth. Just live among the saints of God and claiming, confessing to be saved and know you're not. They have laid aside every weight and the sin. Can't stand nobody to say nothing or give you no advice. You got to get rid of that. Good advice for a child, a young child should lead them. And I tell you, I thank God, we need to hear what just said the Lord to anyone that's trying to give you good advice. But all of us are it like every week and a sin, which does he even consider us, that we might run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. I just praise God this morning. We got to honor our children for the Lord. Get rid of the Holy Spirit. That old spirit said, I can't take it. I can't take it. I had enough. I'm going to move to another church. People are moving from one church to another now. But, oh, don't let the Lord come and catch you with your works undone. You try to move here and move there. And when you get old yonder, where are you trying to go? The old Satan is going to be waiting on you. Take you down to make you get upset by nothing. Make you move your membership just because you have laid aside the weights that upset you. Oh, I tell you, it's a wonderful thing about the Lord. I thank God it's just wonderful to give you everything that you know is not like the Lord. And the Lord will lead you on from one thing to another. He won't leave you. See, I never leave you nor forsake you. And that's why I try to stay with him so he can lead and guide me. Teach me what to say. Word in my mouth is what he wants me to say anywhere and anytime. I just thank God for Jesus this morning because he is wonder. He's a wonder. And what he's wonder in our soul today. My God, I thank him. I thank him. There's nothing in the world that I would take and trade for Jesus Christ, my Lord. Because he keeps me alive and keeps me with a mind stayed on him. Keep me on the other side of every little thing that's not like the Lord. When it comes up and I know it's an aggravating thing, the devil got to go and just have to rebuke him. And ask God, the Lord, to keep you on the right track. Love, keep loving everybody, regardless of what they do or say about you. Love them anyhow. And God bless each of you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory. That is my testimony this morning. I'm glad for Jesus and all of my children. I praise God for them. They're all good to me. Pray for Mother Johnson. God get the glory out of my life. God bless you.
Amen. That's Mother Johnson. And some of you who are new, may not know her, she's 95 years old. That's my mother. And she wonders why the Lord still got her here. He got you here, Mother Johnson, to help all of us, to help all of us. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Do we have any more praise reports? Has the Lord been good to you? No, I heard the Holy Ghost say, anybody want to encourage her, amen, do that before we even have any more praise reports. Anybody want to encourage Mother Johnson? The line is open to you. Anybody?
Good morning, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Just want to say, Mother Johnson, stay encouraged. I see you are on the battlefield for the Lord, and I am encouraged by hearing your voice. Your voice encourages the prayer line, and we are all so privileged to hear you and to hear that wisdom and to hear that glory that God has placed upon your life and that you are yet sharing it with the people of God worldwide. We are blessed because of you. We are blessed because of you, just to hear your voice and to know that you, if you are holding on, we can hold on. If God has kept you, he can keep us. So you just continue in the way of God, continue sharing those words of wisdom, knowledge, and nuggets to the world, because we are eating them, we are yumming on them, and you just be blessed of the Lord. And all I have to say is you are one young lady that I wouldn't mind growing up being like. So you just be encouraged because we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, God bless you, honey. God bless you. I wouldn't try either.
All right.
Back to Dr. Johnson.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. How you doing, Mother?
I'm highly blessed to the Lord.
Well, you sound good to me. I said I'm going to grow up to be just like you.
God bless you.
I'm striving hard every day to be just like you, pray like you, have all that like you. So I just thank and praise God for the time that I have been on the prayer line, that I had a chance to talk to you. I just thank God for you. I thank him. He is good, truly good. And I just thank him for you.
Oh, thank you.
Continue to have a blessed day in the Lord.
God bless you. Nobody go on the whole world. The world will see the best faith and peace. Keep holding on, I tell you, the Lord's blessed. I'm giving it back to Dr. Johnson.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Chief and everybody.
Yes.
Mother Adeline, word of encouragement. It's so good to hear your voice. You are a living miracle. And every time we hear your voice, hallelujah, it just modifies that. We serve a miracle-working God. And you know, Mother, we all love you and we all appreciate you. And God is not through. He is not
through.
That we love you and keep on keeping on. We look forward to seeing you again soon. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. I thank God. This is Mother Wilson from Memphis, and I praise God for you because, yeah, the mothers in Zion give us strength to continue on looking up that God will bless us to make it like you are. And I know that it's God that does it, and we are just grateful for our mothers in Zion. God bless you. Continue the strength of God.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, and I just want to say, Mother Johnson, I love you, and I thank God for you. And I just thank God, because every time I hear your voice, it's a blessing. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for what he doing. And like everybody was saying, You sound real good. You're getting your strength back and everything. So I just thank God for you because you have truly helped me when I hear you bring your message and your praying. Oh, God, I just thank you. And
thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and we love you.
Yes, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you. I praise God for you all. I tell you, I thank God for each of you, and just keep me in your prayers.
Oh, yeah.
My sister used to say all the time, say, how you feeling, Mother Fuller? She said, I'm fine for the shape of man. So I guess I can use that. I'm fine for the shape of man.
Yes.
God is a good God. He's taking good care of me, and I praise God for it. Thank God for each of you that's praying for me, and I'm praying for you here, Lord, and everywhere. And I know God is able to reach out and touch us all at the same time. He don't have to kind of wait until he gets through with one. He can do it all at one time, and I just thank God for him. Thank him. I thank him, praise him, and magnify his name. Back to Dr. Johnson, Dr. Johnson.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I thank God, this is Evangelist Palmer, I thank God that we're blessed to be able to rejoice in the Lord and praise the Lord with you on this day again, Mother Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you, bless you, bless you. All right, then. Thank you for talking to me and praying for me. I appreciate every prayer from the youngest to the oldest and from the least to the greatest. So I praise God for you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God bless you.
All right. God bless all of you. I know they have some more, but why don't we do it right at the end of the prayer line here. This is the time Mother Johnson gave, you might say, some golden nuggets. And we just want to encourage her. Amen. All of you who said a word to her, that helps her live longer. God bless you. Thank you so much. I want to get some more praise reports. If you got a praise and you can't get it out, get it out.
Good morning.
Goodness, Jesus. Good morning to you. Go ahead. That's the way to do it. Go ahead.
This is Sister Sheila, 860 from Connecticut. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day that I never seen before. First of all, I want to change that. This is the Ambassador-elect Sheila from Connecticut. God bless you all. I gotta get used to it. Anyways, I do have a praise report. My mother passed away on October of last year. And her home, because she was on Medicaid, her home, they have put a lien on her home to the fact that her kids couldn't do anything with her home, purchase it back from the state of North Carolina. But, you know, I truly, truly thank the Lord. And I kept praying. We as a family kept praying because my mother and father has worked so hard for this beautiful home that they have down in North Carolina. We truly kept praying and praying and praying and just telling God that that belongs to us. And I'm here today to say that we received a phone call on yesterday from the clerk of court of North Carolina and state that they had released all lien hold from my mother's property. It is now all of her kids. So I'm just giving God the praises because on last Wednesday, the time that I was on the shut-in before I got cut off and couldn't get back on, Dr. Johnson was praying for all property to be released. And I'm here today to say, God, I thank you that you have released my mother's property. The state no longer owns my mother's property. It is back in her hands of her children. And I'm telling you, God is able. Don't tell me God can't do it. I was stressing it because they wanted us to pay almost $50,000. I was stressing it. But I didn't give up because I kept praying to the Lord. And he bought it to us, and he gave it back to us. So this is my praise report today. I'm thanking God that my mother's property is released. I'm thanking God that it is back in the hand of her children. God is so good, saint. So we got to continue to keep praying the work of the Lord. God bless you all. That is my praise report. Thank you.
Bless you, Ambassador-elect Sheila up there in Connecticut. That's a miracle praise from the Lord. And while you were giving that praise report, the Lord said, I want you to pray now for inheritances. Everybody on this line who has had an inheritance held up, I want you to get ready to receive this prayer in the name of Jesus. Inheritances, that you got them held up. They've been held up, perhaps some of you, held up for years and years and years. And God said, pray for inheritances that have been held up in the name of Jesus. I want you to take your right hand and put it over your heart, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Heavenly Father, yes, I'm just obeying you, Lord. I had no idea until you spoke it to me and said and pray as Sister Sheila, Ambassador-elect Sheila, was giving her praise report. I heard you say pray for inheritances this morning, and I'll do them. Oh, God, every inheritance of the people of God that has been held up, I pray in the name of Jesus that you cut the red tape. In Jesus' name, all of those things that are holding back, they're trying to hold it back in the state, in the secretary office, or wherever the office is being held up. God, I'm praying that you bind the devil and I loose it in the name of Jesus. Let it go, devil. The resurrection of Jesus, we place it on there. And we spray it with the oil of the anointing. If you got your hands on it, it's going to get on you, the devil.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
God release his inheritance.
Thank you.
Bless the people. Yeah. Loosen it. Let it go.
Thank you.
People may have the wealth of the wicked. May have the wealth that's been held up. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless them.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray that all
of
the anointing, even in the room, that every enemy that's trying to hold up anything of the people of God, get it all in his eyes. Get all the aroma in his ears. And let him make our diamond and worship Jesus. Because the Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In the name of Jesus, loose it.
Thank you.
Jesus is against it.
Thank you, Lord.
God, release the angels.
Oh, God, I thank you today.
Thank you today. Bless your people everywhere. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in. Bless the money. Bless the inheritance. Been held up. Listen, God, and every red
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord. I'm
thank
saying, Lord,
you.
Let it happen to me. Why don't you say,
Lord,
let it happen to
Lord,
me?
Let it happen to me.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Lord, let it happen to me.
Oh, God, thank you.
Oh, yeah, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, God, thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
I heard him say it. I heard him say it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God, thank you. Thank you,
Jesus.
I'll release him. Glory.
Thank you.
What happened?
Thank you, God,
for all of you.
Thank you.
Let's get some more praise reports. Maybe two or three. And won't somebody get ready to take the prayer reports for me? Okay, give me a praise report, maybe two or three more. Anybody else got a praise? The Lord bless you, and the Lord help you, and the
morning.
Lord be
good morning. Good morning to my chief ambassador.
Ambassador Stern, how you doing?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern, and oh, my God, I'm so grateful this morning to be back home and be back on my first fruit prayer line. I do the glory, the honor, and the praise this morning. Amen. It seemed like it's been such a long time, but thank God for Jesus that it was so much needed. Amen. Praise the Lord that my family, my entire family, was able to come together. Amen. And be blessed. In the Bahamas, amen, praise the Lord. It was nothing like it. But I tell you, it's no ways like being at home. The ship and all of that was good for fun and entertainment, amen, and that's all that it was, like a Solomon and Gomorrah. I enjoyed the fellowship with my family, but I'm so glad to be back home. Amen, where I know where the Spirit of the Lord is. Amen. Praise the Lord, and I honor God for that. I thank him for what he's done for me, and I thank him for the trip. But I do thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. My voice is a little down, but yet and still my spirit is here. And I just want to thank you, my chief ambassador, amen, how you ministered to me before I left. And the residue of that ministering is still on me. And I can't help but to tell you thank you. You took the time out, and you just don't know what you did, how you imparted, amen, so much into my life, how much you prayed, how much you encouraged me. And I know we all for Mother Johnson, but that's a part of my testimony. Amen. And I thank God for Mother Adley Johnson. She's such a blessing to my life. When I met her, I always called her like my grandmother. Amen. And who doesn't have a grandmother? A seasoned field grandmother. To me, for the day, every day, she is the amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. God bless you. What a blessing that was, just the prayer. Thank you.
And you
we have maybe one or two more reports, praise reports.
Chief Ambassador, I just want to say to all the saints of God, everybody needs a vacation. It's nothing like being replenished and being restored. Everybody needs it. Amen. Just take a little time out for yourself and for the family and see how you'll come back and have a whole different view of life. Amen. And I thank God for how my family come together and we do enjoy one another and enjoy the things of beauty. You can still stay saved and be saved. Going on a trip, I went in saved and I came back saved. God bless you is my prayer.
Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. Amen. And that's so good. Thank you so much for that. All right. We'll take maybe one or two more praise reports, and then we'll move here. Anybody else have a praise report? Let me just say this, Master Stern, I want to give you a praise report. While you were gone, the Lord moved our hearts, and we were able to make around 32, 33 more ambassador-elect. Amen. Well, and I want them to use that. When the Lord blesses you, go ahead and use it because it's so very important. Refer to yourself as ambassador-elect. Amen. Because that's the first step toward walking toward being an ambassador. Amen. And we have some materials we'll get to you. All right, use it. Amen. God bless you. All right, give me a couple more praise reports. Anybody?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Smith. God bless you, Chief, and God bless everyone on the line. My praise report is that I had a coworker, former coworker, actually, who had left working for the state of Arkansas, who was terminated because she had been off for illness over a year. And so on Sunday morning, the Lord put on my heart to make a call to at least 20 coworkers to meet me at her house at 6 o'clock and have church. But I asked all the saints and my former coworkers that everybody's not saved. I said, I want you to bring some money. Don't bring $1, $50, $5, $20. We need $50 and more. And I praise the Lord for the call. God bless this young lady. She's under 40 years old. She's on dialysis. The doctor said one thing, but God is saying another. And I put her name on the prayer line maybe sometime last year, and I shared with her. We are still praying for her. I'm telling you, she came up out of that wheelchair on Sunday evening, and we are yet praying for her, for this great woman of God. Her name is Darlene Frazier, and God bless her. So it was enough to pay a house note, her car note, food for a while. Praise the Lord. And I'm just thankful for that, because sometimes, saints, we can become so selfish and about ourselves when we hear that someone has a need, and yet she's off from job, but unemployment has ran out. Social Security disability hasn't kicked in. And so when you're in situations like that, you need some money. We can never shut up our bowels of compassion and mercy when someone say, I need. And I tell you, I just praise God for everyone answering a call. I praise God for First Fruit praying for her numerous of times. I mentioned her name, and she said, is the prayer line still praying for me? That's how she said it, because she was so weak. She's still weak. But God is still healing and delivering. And I just praise God for that. And then 2 weeks from now, you all, we just praise God in advance. We're getting ready to give her a benefit. And I tell you, Pine Bluff will pack the house out. Now, this is one time when you call for a musical, everybody will come. We expect an only street space, because the church will be filled, the walls will be covered, the parking lot all the way down the street. We've already secured several parking lots for this event. We just thank God, and that's a praise report for me and to Dr. Stern, woman of God, I heard you, because Keith, if someone did it for me, they'll do it for you. I already have a cruise already booked and paid for. I will be going on pretty soon. A couple of people already know about it. Thank you, Jesus. And God is going to do the same thing for you and Lady Betty. God bless you.
God bless you, and I receive that in the name of Jesus. God, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stith. A wonderful praise report. And let me just say, this young woman, Ambassador Stith, did such a tremendous banquet for the convention. I've never seen a banquet like that. Oh, my God, the way she decorated is what I'm saying. And she really did it up in a tremendous way. Thank you so much. All right, we'll take one more praise report, and we'll go into our prayer request. Anyone? You have a praise report, jump in there.
This
anybody
is Pastor McPeterson. Thank God. Yesterday, allowing me to go with visiting the sick yesterday. I went to the hospital. I went to the nice home. I went to the home, in person home. So I thank God that he allowed me to do that all yesterday, and I felt very good about it because I used to go to the nursing home all the time. So I thank him that he's giving me the strength to start by doing it. I thank you, praise God, because God is good. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador-elect Sister Peterson. Thank you so much. And we praise God for everything he's done on the prayer line this morning. My. I want to tell Ambassador Stern, the other morning, you know, we always talk, darling, hello, and praise God for you and to everybody. Thank God for these wonderful people. But the other day, the Holy Ghost had me to chastise them, and I chastised them real good and said what God said. And somebody said, well, it's going to go down now since he chastised us. It went up 10 million people. Oh, my God. It went up 10 million. Oh, my God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. The devil don't want you to say nothing. But God said, if you don't receive chastisement, you're a bastard. That's what the word says over there, I believe, in Romans 8 and 12, or 12 and 8. But anyway, thank God, front line went up 10 million. Give us Ambassador Hagen, give us a station identification, and then we'll go into our prayer request, okay? Are you there?
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We do honor the presence of the Lord. God bless. We do thank God, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Line of this ministry. Thank God, amen, for Mother Adley Johnson, Mother to the Nation. Thank God for how he's healed her body. We give God praise. Thank God for all the bishops. Thank God for all the ambassadors and all the ambassadors-elect. We just thank God for each and every one of you in your respective places and to our family and friends that are listening from all around the world. Yes, this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here. We're broadcasting live from nparadio.com. We can be reached simply because we're in the live studio. Just call the call numbers to the station, and that's 347-934-0207. And we are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? To God be the glory. We have been heard this morning in Argentina, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Brazil, Canada, the United States, every state within the United States. We are being heard in Russia. We are being heard in Vietnam, Germany, Israel, that's right, Jerusalem, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Lithuania, Mexico, Malaysia, Pakistan, my Lord, South America, South Korea, thank you, Lord, Turkey, you just name it, Nigeria, Netherlands, just whatever country you can think of, wherever there's internet, wherever there's computer, wherever there's Facebook, wherever there's iTunes, wherever there's stumble upon it, you name it. We are literally being heard. And to God be the glory. We want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who is doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. God bless you, Chief, and keep on doing what you do.
Thank you so much. All right. Let's go to our prayer request. Someone who feels led to take those prayer requests, I'm open to it this morning. If you feel led, just jump in there and take them. If otherwise, I'll continue, but if we have someone who can do that, the line is open to you if you would take the prayer request. Anybody? Thank God for the willing workers. Amen. Can anybody take those prayer requests for us? All right. God bless you. If you have a prayer request, go ahead now.
Good morning, everybody. So Charlotte Gray. I can get those prayer requests and write them down for you. Go ahead.
Aren't you an ambassador-elect?
Can you hear me? Yes,
yeah, aren't you an ambassador-elect? I believe you are. Amen. Thank you so much. Get those prayer requests for us.
I am ready to take the first prayer request. The line is now open to reach the throne of grace.
This is Ambassador Peterson. I request a prayer for ICE to wrote a letter to the Chrysler company about my car. And that they received the letter because the lady called and said she was forwarded to the complaint department. So I haven't heard anything from them, so I really need to hear from them. So I'm praying that I will hear from them, and they will see, do what I requested on my letter for them to do, the Chrysler Company.
I have that down, Sister Peterson.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. Good morning. Good to hear your voice dial. The next person, go ahead with your prayer request, please. God bless you.
God bless you this morning. This is Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God for letting me wake up this morning. I want to give that praise before because I had been sleeping and didn't try to wake me up, but I told my daughters, wake me up this morning. So I thank God how he blessed me to wake up because I was real tired. But my request is for to have more strength and to let the Lord come more and more in my soul because I do want to be like the Lord want me to be. And I'm continuing to pray in that he would bless me more spiritually, insight, and with wisdom. God, pray for me. Mother Wilson.
Bless you, Mother Wilson. More insight, I have that.
Thank you.
Thank God for you. Good to hear your voice. The next person, let's go ahead and go to the
Good morning.
Board, please. Good morning.
Good morning,
Sister Jarlene.
This is ambassador-elect, Sister Jarlene Garnett. I'm requesting prayer for Karen Brown. She lost her sister.
Mm.
And pray for my family. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Thank you for bringing that to the prayer line's attention. Do we want to stop and pray now, or do we want to get two more?
Why don't we stop and pray now? Why don't we pray now?